And we're back on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380 on the drive home with Sly. Joining us now, the newest member of the Janesville City Council and the youngest member ever elected, Jens Jorgensen. Jens, congratulations on your election.
Thank you. Thank
Record
you
number of votes. You led the voting?
Both, yes. I led the voting, and I was actually the highest vote getter, they think, in Janesville's history.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to think so.
All right. Well, all that hard work paid off. All right, you had told me when you came on Election Day, April 7th, that, in fact, there was a problem and that there had been a resolution before the city council to condemn the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is another one of these corporate investment deals. It's not really a trade deal. It's a corporate investment deal. And that it didn't pass in Janesville, of all places. I could certainly understand if it was Thiensville or Cedarburg or someplace in the Ring of Fire, but Janesville?
Yeah, you know, I saw that and was very taken aback by it. I had taken a look at it. Now, my resolution differs slightly from the one that was in January. The one in January that failed was kind of directed right at TPP. Mine's more of a broad one. It talks about how trade deals, these bad trade deals as a whole, have hurt our city so badly that when we do them in the future, because we do need to be doing trade deals, but we should be doing ones that are helping us, not hurting
Main
Street.
Well, and not written by corporate, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Having corporations write them is kind of silly because their first alliance is with the fiduciary responsibilities with the shareholders, not America.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So my resolution talks about how, as a city, Janesville has been hurt tremendously by these awful trade deals.
All right. So this is going to come out Monday?
Monday. So at 6 o'clock is when it is. I urge people to voice your opinion to the council. So there's an email address for each council member. You can send us one. Let us know. Because there's a lot of people who voted against it last time that are also on the council again. Let them know that you're in support of it.
What do you want to accomplish here?
Well, I want to go ahead and talk about how this basically states that Janesville as a city is opposed to it. And what it does is it sends a copy of the resolution to Paul Ryan, to Tammy Baldwin, and Ron Johnson. And also a big thing, too.
And Ron Johnson's hiding on this right now.
He hasn't talked about it, no.
Yeah, right.
He's
always voted for them until election year.
Very true, yes. So I want, when people think about Janesville and they think about these trade deals, they want to talk. I want them to know how badly it truly has hurt us. So this resolution talks about how, whereas the city of Janesville's unemployment rate is 4.9%, whereas the city of Janesville's poverty rate is 14%, which requires the expenditure of limited public funds to assist families in crisis. Whereas the hundreds of thousands of jobs lost due to trade have a devastating impact on workers, their families, and the entire communities, and can permanently reduce lifetime earnings for hundreds of thousands of workers. And it goes on and on talking about how it's just devastated our community.
All right. And you think you're going to get a pass this time?
I feel that with enough public support of this, I feel like the other council members will reconsider their initial opinion of voting against it last time to voting for it this time.
Well, this is a major issue in the presidential race on both sides.
Both sides. In fact, this issue crosses party lines. You know, Bill Clinton passed NAFTA. Obama's the one who's bringing out TPP. It's definitely not a Democratic or Republican issue.
Right, right. And George Bush was a big proponent of these trade deals. Nobody wants to side with them right now because it's an election year. But, you know, the truth is they can always do things in lame duck sessions. They can always do stuff after they think everybody's kind of forgotten about it. You constantly have to apply the pressure. You know, there are a lot of people that don't think cities should do resolutions. You know, Madison had a big debate about whether to do a resolution about the Senate doing its job and passing Merrick Garland for the Supreme Court. And there were a number of people in the Madison City Council that said, no, we don't want anything to do with that. Why do you think it's important for city councils like Janesville or Madison or Monroe or wherever do this?
Yeah, so the city council is really kind of the closest form of government to the people. We are very close to the people. I represent the city of Janesville, and we have a limited toolbox of what we can really do to influence national agendas like this. But when a whole city like this, especially one that has lost General Motors, that has lost Parker Penn, we're hurting for family support and jobs right now, says, you need to stop this. stop the hurting here.
Jens Jorgensen with us in the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380. All right, you got elected April 7th. You took office, what, a week later or so?
I think it was a week and a half, weeks around there, yeah.
Okay. What committees are you on, and are you enjoying your job so far?
Yeah, so I'm the council vice president.
Already?
Already, yes. It was a unanimous vote, too.
You're like the Joe Biden of the council?
I guess with the title, sure. But yes, I was nominated and voted in unanimously to be the council vice president. I'm on the plan commission in the city and the audit committee.
What are you rolling up your sleeves on and working on right away, other than this?
So other than this, basically what I'm doing is I've been out talking to working families. I want to go on a tour of all the businesses in Janesville that do have manufacturing, and mainly the ones that have family-supporting jobs that they have, and talk to them about what they like about Janesville, what brought them here, what made them stay here during the 2008 meltdown. Why did they stay open? What brought them here? And then try and recreate that for other businesses. Try and figure out what was kind of the one thing or a couple things that made them come here, made them stay, and try and reapply it to having other businesses grow here or come here that bring family-supporting jobs to Janesville.
Otherwise, Janesville's not going to survive on retail.
Exactly. You know, we have a lot of retail and fast food jobs that it's difficult to raise a family on that. I mean, that minimum wage is hard to pay a mortgage and raise kids on.
Yeah, when you see the empty storefronts and you see restaurants closing, that's kind of tough because it's money off the tax base.
Yeah, I mean it's very clear that when you have family supporting jobs like GM or like other businesses that we hope to bring in other jobs, those folks don't put them in bank accounts in the Cayman Islands or Swiss bank accounts. They go back down to Main Street and spend it there.
Have you had a chance to talk to Congressman Paul Ryan since you've been elected? Did you hear from him at all?
I have not. He didn't reach out to me. This is actually going to be sent to him, this resolution. So hopefully, I mean, I'm always willing to meet with him. If he'd like to meet with me, I'd like to meet with him.
I know you were raised Lutheran, but you know he goes to that Catholic church on Racine Street. Mm-hmm. Maybe what you should do is deliver it to him after Mass.
I don't know. I mean, I definitely know he should be getting a copy. I'd hope as our congressman he would take note of when his hometown passes something like this.
Right, because he is one of the biggest proponents of these trade agreements out there. And in his district, we have lost Chrysler, Delphi in Oak Creek. We lost a lot of jobs at Case International in Racine, obviously GM. Mm-hmm. And other jobs in Janesville and Beloit Corporation, obviously gone. Beloit used to be in this district. So this has been pretty. Now there are jobs disappearing in Delavan. So this is a pretty persistent problem, and it's not going to go away if we keep passing these trade deals.
And here's another thing too. So when John Boehner was Speaker of the House, he had a lot of businesses open up in his district. He had a lot of funding go towards his district for, you know, retraining and just a lot of positive things. Paul Ryan's stance is he will never do that, so forget about it. Janesville hurts right now. We really need help. We need to be able to get more family-supporting jobs. And he, I know it, has the ability to try and help us with that, but he hasn't. And hopefully sending this message would help with that.
All right. Did any of the council members that voted against this last time or didn't vote for it, did they say why?
So a couple of them talked about how we just don't need to do this. This doesn't have any effect on it. It doesn't really change anything, so why do we waste our time? Well, it's on the agenda. We're going to talk about it whether they want to or not, because it's important to me. It's important to the voters of Janesville and the citizens of Janesville.
Well, I think if there's any issue that does need to be discussed, it's this one, because the national media has been absent in discussing this. They don't understand the issues involved with it. They don't understand the particulars. They don't understand the potential damage. And it's because they live in Washington, D.C. and New York.
Yep. Right? Well, I mean, I live in Janesville. I went out and talked to voters when I was campaigning and running for office. And time again, you hear these stories of someone who used to work for General Motors, who used to work for Lear, who have these jobs, or Parker, Penn, even, and they talked about how they've lost their job. They've been struggling to find another job that pays like that, because a lot of these folks didn't have a college education, and GM was where they were planning to retire. That's gone now.
That's even tough if you have a college education.
I mean, the amount of folks who have college degrees and can't find work is astounding.
And one of the things that sustains Janesville is people driving to Madison or even further to go to jobs. I think you'd like to see it so all those cars don't have to travel north on I-90 in the morning.
Yeah, I'd like to see a lot of folks who are maybe traveling on I-90, but from Madison to Janesville to work here.
Well, that's what I do.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yep. Yeah. And hopefully having those folks realize that they spend all their time here at work. How about, why not move in here? It's a great city.
All right. So once again, when's the vote going to be taken?
Monday night at 6 o'clock is when the council convenes. So right now, I think it's currently last on the agenda. I'd like to try and see it moved up so all the folks in attendance can see it happen.
All right. And if you want to go, where do you go?
So it's the City Hall on Jackson Street in Janesville. It's on the fourth floor in the council chambers.
Jens Jorgensen, already shaking things up and getting things done for the people of Janesville. Congratulations again on your election, and thank you for standing with working families.
Well, that's how I was raised. You know, my dad's always taught me from when I was a young kid going to union meetings at Saturday mornings in Janesville. This is America. This is the middle class.
Jens, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Is Sly on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Sly's Office.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.